Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Lovely man sitting across from me. His name is Neil Delamer.
Hello.
I know him very well. We do a podcast together called Why Would You Tell Me That? We'll get onto that later on. But now I'm here to talk to Neil Delamer about your TV quiz show conquests. You may have heard earlier on, Neil, that on the back of you being so successful on the Celebrity Chased, that we did a little thing on the show where we gave people the chance to be in Dave's Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire by Dave. And Dave's Supermarket Sweep. And people had a great time. They weren't doing it for real. You've done a lot of these TV shows for real.
Yeah.
So I want to know secrets.
Secrets. Ooh.
So, like, for example,
The
right?
Chase. I can give you a couple of secrets.
So you were just on The Chase. In fact, this is the clip we played, just in case anyone is under any illusion as to how smart Neil Delamer is. Yeah, sure, he's funny. Yeah, sure, he's got a sexy beard. Do you know the best thing about him is his brain? Listen to this. This is in the final round against Dara the Menace Ennis. And just to be clear, there's a team of four celebrities here, not just Neil.
The Hindu Kumbh Mela Festival is held in what country?
Neil.
India.
Correct. Armani's New York flagship store is on what avenue?
Neil.
Fifth.
Correct. Which British boxer won Olympic gold for Canada 1988?
Neil.
Lennox Lewis.
Correct. The book Kamala's Way is about which vice president?
Neil.
Kamala Harris.
Correct. In French, what dessert food is called a glace à la vanille?
Neil.
Vanilla ice cream.
Correct. How many centigrams are there in one decigram?
Neil.
10.
Correct.
You see that last one, right?
Yeah.
That last one is easy. Everyone knows that, except you're not on television being asked in your head to go through back into like first year maths and go centigrams, decigrams, milligrams. Like, it's very impressive, Neil Delamer.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I've been on ones that where the wheels have kind of fallen off as well, where you're just going, I don't know. But that was good crack, I have to say.
Well, now, it was when you were as impressive as you were, because you were on a team with two ladies, forgive me.
Helen Lederer, who was Blackadder. Everybody would know her from Blackadder and various. She's kind of a British comedy stalwart. And Jasmine Harmon from Place in the Sun.
Okay, didn't know Jasmine, what she was in. I recognised the other lady. And I also, because of Maria, I knew Jamie Borthwick was in EastEnders.
Yes. And is currently, I think he's just out of Strictly, isn't he? So, yeah, the four of us were on it.
You didn't really need any of them, Neil, I'll be honest with you. In fact, if anything, they were hindering you, I would suggest.
Yeah, we haven't kept in touch.
They did go up against Dara the Menace Ennis. So it's Ireland versus Ireland. It was like Neil versus Dara. I mean, obviously it was a team of celebrities versus Dara, but really ended up in that. And Dara got close. He got so close to beating them.
Free to catch. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What animals appear in the painting? The hireling shepherd.
Sheep.
Correct. Heinz saucy sauce is a blend of mayonnaise and what?
Ketchup.
Correct. What necktie knot?
There he goes. Hugs and high fives all round as Neil's team win £120,000.
My brother, I thought I wasn't that competitive. My brother sent me a picture of himself. Just, and all the rest of them are kind of looking at each other, kind of smiling. And I'm hands in the air. I think I'm a millisecond away from just
Mo Salah whipping the top off.
Yeah. And running to the corner flag and doing the Bebeto baby thing. Do you remember from years and years ago? Yes.
But tell us though, right? Like, okay, in that situation, because I know you've spoken about this before, that sometimes when you're on, like, people say it often about the quiz I do about Music Master, that it's all well and good when you're at home.
Yeah.
When you're there and, okay, I'm not on radio, you're on the phone to me, but when you're on TV, the lights are there, you've had makeup, you've got directors, you've got Cameron, you've got floor people, you've got an audience, you've got the Bradley, you've got the, like, it's all happening. And then sometimes you've said before that you hear a question like this, you know, Neil, in what? Napoleon. And you're like, what? Like, does that happen?
It does happen, yeah. It didn't happen as much in that. I did beat the Chasers, and if you get one or two wrong, you're just like, and your head goes a little bit. In the tumble dryer. The adrenaline peaks, and then what happens is adrenaline does affect your hearing, believe it or not. You actually hear bits and pieces of words. So it's like, what famous from Portmarnock? And you go,
Angus McAnally.
Or Tomangos. Tomangos! It's one or the two. But on that, you get one or two right. Yeah. Same as Mastermind, you get one or two right, and then it calms down, and then you start to hear everything. And then you start, your guesses, your 50-50 guesses land. Now, what's interesting is some English people have been saying to me, so in the Cash Builder, I got 9 out of 10 right, and I got what would English people would consider to be an easy question wrong, which is Taylor Wimpey sells what, builds what and sells what. Now, I didn't know because I don't live in England.
Yeah.
And it's houses, right? So, okay, I'm going to tell you this.
Go on.
I haven't said this to anybody else.
Yes.
Anyway, so, Bradley Walsh says to me, right after that, he goes, did they not build houses in Ireland? Right?
Right.
And I got a little bit like, I said, no, we all live underground because we fear British invasion again. Right? And then I went back to the seat and said to my friend, no, he didn't mean, did they not build houses in Ireland? He meant, do they not build houses in Ireland?
That company, Taylor Wimpey. Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I just had the wolf tones in my head. Go, come out with you black and tans. This man needs to be chastised immediately. And then obviously they went, I went, oh God, that's not what he meant. And then they didn't put it in for time.
Okay.
It would have been interesting to see what would have happened had it gone out.
The sales for your English shows may not have been as big as you previously hoped.
I mean, I know there's a backstory there, but I mean, he hasn't let it go yet at all.
No.
And then here's another one that wasn't left in, which I was kind of annoyed at. I thought this would have been funny. So I did beat Chasers and did okay, not great, to be honest with
right.
you. Got a couple wrong. And then, so then the Beast, who's professionally meant to be mean to you.
Yes.
He kind of looked at Paul Tin and he said, look, he's an expert because he's a comic. And, you know, that's the difference between you and him. He's a professional and, you know,
sure.
you're not a professional. But he was meaner than that, but playfully mean.
Yeah.
And I said, and because they're sitting, you know, the way they sit.
Of course they sit, they're all up above.
They're all up there. And I said to Bradley Walsh, I suppose we know what the big C stands for now. And Bradley Walsh could not stop laughing. And I looked at him and he looked at me and went, there's no way that's ever gone out in a family show in the history of television. Not a chance. An interesting little thing that you like, because you always like insights.
I do love insights on these.
If you do Mastermind, they play the music of Mastermind during Mastermind.
Yeah.
And fact from our podcast, everybody, Mastermind is based on a POW. The guy who invented Mastermind was a POW.
He was a prisoner of war.
Prisoner of war, and he had been interrogated, and it's meant to replicate the interrogation.
So hence
process.
the everything's dark, the lights on you and all those.
The guy
kind of
was called the interrogator, not the host.
Yes.
A name, rank, serial number is the same as your name, your special subject and your occupation.
Yeah, yeah,
anyway, they play the music when you sit in the chair in Mastermind. So what you see is what you get. The chase and the cash builder, they don't play that music in the studio.
It's put on afterwards.
Yeah. Now all the just for the cash builder.
Just for the cash builder.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So the music isn't on it.
Yeah.
See, these are the insights we want. This is what we want to know about.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, very much would like that. Says, I'm very proud and impressed with Neil. A class show the other night. As a fellow bog man, he's very intelligent. The funniest Irish man around. Jeez, how much did you pay Peter for that? Martin Gleason says, Dave, hope all's well with you and yours. It is, thanks very much. Come here a sec. Neil Denimer also smashed on Richard Osman's House of Games. He did, he won that. I think he was also on Countdown. He's been on Countdown many times in Dictionary Corner. And we mustn't forget that he's also a Celebrity Mastermind champion.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dave.
Is there anything else I'm missing out? Blackboard Jungle, I mentioned earlier.
Blackboard Jungle. Fighting Talk.
Fighting Talk on Radio 5 Live.
Yeah. Let's not talk about the ones that didn't go well. Yeah.
No, we won't do that. We'll talk about your tour for a minute, okay?
Yes.
So Achilles Neal.
Yes, it's called Something Stupid.
Yeah, well, listen, they're all called Something Stupid, but this is brilliant.
Yeah.
Achilles Neal. So you're a man who works an awful lot. I know this because I try and tie you down for podcast recording dates. And you're always like, I'm gigging. So you are, but your dates are, there's a lot of them.
There are a lot of dates. And funny enough, Dave, there's some UK dates now. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Just after the chase has gone out and you look at your website traffic and you go, oh, look, I thought the internet was off in England. But apparently it's not. It's on now. So I'm doing some English, Scottish and Welsh dates as well.
Right.
I always call it Something Stupid. Yeah. Fresh Prince of Delamere.
Neil by Mouth. Yeah.
So this one's called Achilles Neil because it's about the kind of stupid things that are your weaknesses, I suppose.
Right.
And it will feature stories such as me and Colin Murphy going on High Road, Low Road to a country or a place we'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
We'd never heard of the country. And me being a Dublin zookeeper for the day. Which was
I've heard some of those
absolute
stories.
Absolute class.
People definitely want to hear that. How do people get tickets?
Go to neildelamere.com or you can look at the venue. So I'm doing Vicar Street, Everyman in Cork, the Arena in Belfast, Kilkenny, Langton's, everywhere, all over the place.
All over the place. Right, you and I also do have a podcast when I can occasionally tie you down to record. It's called Why Would You Tell Me That? We're in the middle of season 8.
Season 8. Here, do you want me to tell you something that I might tell you on the next podcast?
Yeah.
Let's pretend to be surprised next time.
Okay, next time, but tell me now for
Is there a H in the word ghost in English?
Oh, God, I don't know.
So, William Caxton, who brought the printing press to the UK, to England, you know, famous, yeah. And we always learn about Gutenberg and Caxton. He brought Flemish typesetters, and they had a H in their word for ghost, and they went, ah, it's probably the same. Oh, this is the only reason there's a word in it.
Is because
H. Yeah, because of that.
Flemish typesetters. This is the kind of information you can only get, and why would you tell me that? Wherever you get your podcast.
All the stuff you didn't know you need, but you knew you didn't want.
I swear it's funny. I would like to know.
Yes.
Given that you have done all of the TV shows that we've mentioned.
Yeah.
Are there TV shows that you look at and go, I'd love a go of that? Like, would you do Bake Off?
I'd love to do Extra Slice. I'd absolutely do, love
that?
To do Extra Slice is a companion show to Bake Off. Yeah.
But hang on, no.
So I did Bake Off. I did a joke about Bake Off the other day, and my favourite ever person on Bake Off was called Jürgen.
Right.
I don't know if you saw Jürgen. Eimear has just put her hand over her heart.
Right.
So Jürgen, okay, for people who haven't heard, Jürgen was unbelievable. So week one, like, Jürgen was like, I've made a fully functioning electron microscope, you know, out of gingerbread and a brandy snap.
Right.
And the slides have made of gelatin, and on the slides is a genuine DNA sample of Mr. Kipling. Okay. Right. And the next person was like, Barmbrack, it was amazing. Right? I made an apple tart. And Jürgen got in touch with me and went, thank you very much for your... And then he retweeted it. So me and Jürgen are best buds now. And, name drop for you. So listen, you do these shows and you do them. But like, I did The Chase 18 months, 2 years ago.
What, the one that came out on Saturday?
Yes. Yes.
No.
So you're looking at all the other contestants going... If any of you gets cancelled, I swear to you, this is my shot. If any of you is found, can you bury the evidence until November or so?
Yeah.
So, and then I did Between the Covers, which is a book show.
Oh, the book show,
and
yes.
That's on tonight.
Stop.
Yeah, and then I did...
When did you shoot that, 4 years ago?
No, well, two months ago.
Okay, that wasn't too bad.
But I did QI 9 months ago. It's all going to be on. And so people kind of think that it's just all happening. It's not,
right,
it's just it's fluke.
Right. It's spread
but
over.
Joe Brand was on that, and Joe Brand does exercise, so I'd love to do that.
Okay.
I wouldn't... There's certain things I wouldn't do,
I was going to say, well, Maria is a big fan at the moment. She's watching I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Because, I mean, that is unadulterated fame. That is like you're a household name after that.
If you do very well in it. I have spoken to people who have been in it, and they said, who shall remain nameless, but they said, you cannot understate how hungry and tired you are.
Right.
And I don't know if hungry and tired Neil is the best is the best representation of myself.
I suppose on a glossy black shiny floor Saturday night Bradley hosted quiz, you've got a lovely jacket on, your hair's been done,
you've done your
beard's freshly trimmed,
you're
showing off your mental capacity as well as being witty.
I think I would show off my mental capacity
a hungry tired awfully man.
Oh my god,
sleepless, eating rice and beans. Yeah, I can see why you might protect yourself against
try to start a campfire with no briquettes, no zip fire log, nobody playing a haunting merino waltz melody. I would go mad.
Yeah.
It swings around about it, but it would be very exciting to do. I also know, like, I was talking to Joel Dommett once as well, and he said to me, like, man, the difference between when he went in. Now, he was brilliant on it. He's a handsome dude, and he's a great TV presenter, so he kind of spans different genres and stuff. Like, I can't think of anybody else who's done better out of it than Joel.
Right.
But like, life transformed.
Right.
So if you thought you could do that, but I don't think I could.
Then you take the risk that maybe you'd be the one getting all the challenges because people don't like you. I don't know, Neil, you're very likable. That's part of your problem.
No,
I think.
But like kind of strychnine in very small doses. You wouldn't want to be exposed to me for too long, David.
No, that's true. I've learned that lesson in physical form. Neil Delamere, get his hands on tickets to his show, Achilles Neil, proper comedy show, touring around the country. Go to neildelamere.com. Neil, as always, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Legend.
Dave Moore on Today FM.